Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Can I just start by telling you that how I'm so grateful that you're with me today. Glad that you are studying God's Word. I know it brings joy to the Lord's heart when we take the time just see what He has to say to us. And He wants to speak to us. He's given us His Holy Spirit to be our true teacher. And that's one of the reasons that we go to the Lord in prayer before we begin these studies. We want Him to teach and instruct us today. So if you will, pray with me. Heavenly Father, again, we give You thanks and praise for Your Word, for You, for, Lord, the life that You've given us and Your ability to share with us through Your Holy Spirit and guide us into all truth. Lord, we are just indeed blessed. So be with us today, O Lord, as we study Your Word and as we, again, look into the truths that You have for us. And we give You thanks for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is No One Knew Jesus' Intent. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 13, and verse 28. The Apostle John wrote how Jesus was troubled in spirit and testified and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. Then the disciples looked one on another, doubting of whom he spoke. Now there was one leaning on Jesus' bosom, one of his disciples, whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter therefore beckoned to him that he should ask who it should be of them whom he spoke. He then, lying on Jesus' breast, said unto him, Lord, who is it? Jesus answered, He it is to whom I shall give a sop when I have dipped it. And when he had dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. And after the sop, Satan entered into him. Then said Jesus unto him, That you do, do quickly. And in chapter 13 and verse 28 of his book, John shared how no man knew for what intent Jesus instructed him. Wherefore we read, Now no man at the table knew for what intent he spoke this unto him. The verse reads, Now no man at the table knew. John began with the words, Now no man at the table, which means, moreover, no person, Jesus' disciples, who were reclining at the dining table, knew or understood, perceived, discovered, or discerned the following. John shared how no one who was eating with Jesus knew the following. The verse continues, For what intent he spoke this unto him. John added the words, For what intent, which means the advantage, regard, reason, or cause to which he spoke this, or he, Jesus, uttered, declared, and proclaimed the words to do quickly what he was going to do unto him, which means to Judas. John shared how no one at the table knew why Jesus was telling Judas to do quickly what he was going to do. When we think through John's words in this verse, we learn how no one but Jesus and Judas knew why Jesus instructed him to do what he was going to do quickly. Jesus knew Judas was going to betray him, and Judas, possessed by Satan, was purposed to fulfill his plan to deliver Jesus over to the authorities. God's plan of salvation for mankind was unfolding, and Jesus kept these things secret, even though he knew what Judas was going to do. God desires to have a personal relationship with every person who will yield themselves to his son Jesus, who died on the cross for the sins of all mankind. And those who are wise will trust him, even when he conceals everything he has planned. Next time, John shares how some of them thought, because Judas had the bag, Jesus instructed him. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.